Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So this song always puts me in a good mood. Better mood.
It's not my favorite song by them.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites.
I'm like, hold the line.
I'm just wondering if Sirianni can play it for AJ. Maybe it'll put him in a better mood. So, Ruben, let's talk about the athlete. You know, James and I kind of got into the AJ thing about 3 weeks ago, before it became as inflamed as it's become, where James' basic point was that AJ should just totally deal with not getting the ball as much as he'd like and just be happy with the 1-0, the 2-0, the 3-0, the 4-0. And my point, it was a couple weeks ago, my point was I just don't think that's the way it works. I mean, ideally, sure, but that's not the human. So baseball's a different sport, but you've had obviously most experience in baseball. How would the great baseball players, the great ones, the really great ones, deal with my team's winning, but I feel like I'm being held down? Now, I know the batter still gets his four at bat, so it doesn't quite compute. But if you can just take us inside the mindset of the elite athletes and whether it's reasonable for that elite athlete to start acting up when they get that frustrated.
You know, it does happen. I've seen, like, really good players get and I'll bring up Lenny Dykstra only because Lenny Dykstra is one of those guys who wants to win all the time. He wanted to win. And when the team was really kind of crappy, it was difficult for him to get to the point where he was playing his best baseball. I mean, it's hard for him to stay. Like, when we were terrible in 92 or whatever, he ended up getting hurt. But when the team was really good, he was spectacular. When the team was bad, it was hard for a guy like Lenny because he believed in the juice. The juice is what made him the best player. And so
the steroids.
It's hard to not that
oh,
juice.
Oh, John!
Wow.
I mean, it was there. Right there.
Wow.
I mean, it was right there.
More than one thing could be true,
that's,
right?
That's funny. That's sort of funny. But I think the most important part of it is, and the difficulty of that is that it's such a long season in baseball. In football, and I never played football competitively, but in football, it just seems like you have to get so up for 1 week or for 1 day, and then you sort of chill and chill and chill, and then there's probably like a crescendo to the next, you know, Saturday gets closer. John would be able to speak to this differently. I don't know how I would handle that emotionally, man. That's the great ones, the great baseball players have a steady, smooth. I think of like the great players in baseball that I played against, like Chipper Jones, and watched Chase Utley and the consistency of the way they went about their business. And even Barry Bonds and those kind of guys, they were just so steady mentally, just steady. And Bonds was a huge diva, but I want that son of a gun in my lineup every single day.
No question.
And so I it's hard for me to say what it's like as a football player because, he's one of the best receivers in the game. And so when he is not able to impact the game, it probably puts him in that Lenny Dykstra mode where, hey, man, I'm not getting the juice out of this because I don't feel like I'm able to contribute the way I should.
Yeah.
And so I have a feeling that, you know, a lot of athletes are like that. Like,
he can rise to the occasion. He made unbelievable plays 2 weeks ago. He basically saved their ass.
Yeah, fourth quarter.
It was the most spectacular thing. I mean, his hands are ridiculous. After the catch, the whole nine yards. I had never seen hands like this in my I've been watching sports for a long, long time. And I'm not like an evaluator of football players, but I've never seen hands like this in my life. And so when a guy like this doesn't get an opportunity to do the things he wants to do, I think it sort of turns him down.
Yeah.
His mojo gets, you know, goes back a few notches. And
I've seen
that with Lenny.
Yeah. Devin, how do you think he handles it today? I mean, first off, we hope he speaks today because ideally, speak, get it out there, let's move on, right? That's the ideal scenario. Yeah. So if he does speak, what do you think he says today, Devin?
Yeah, I mean, I hope he speaks. He typically speaks on Wednesdays, too. I mean, at least he has for the first, like, 3-4 weeks of this season. I think to what Ross Tucker said when he was on, you know, he said a lot of the beat writers and Elliot, like, have said AJ's media savvy. I don't know if I would say media savvy. I'd say he's done a very good job. And like you guys have heard, I've defended him on this show in previous weeks when people call him a diva and are sick of, you know, his antics and the drama that continues to be stirred up around AJ and Jalen and this Eagles offense. AJ's done a good job of not buying into the, like, he's not going to take the bait of, you know, are you okay with the offense? Do you want to get the ball more? Like, what? Why aren't you getting the ball more?
He sidesteps it.
He just tweets out instead.
He just says no. I mean, and I think that this is a result of that because he's clearly been holding in a lot of this, and he felt the need. It boiled over, and he felt the need to put it out there. So today, I think, I hope he's just honest with us and doesn't just try to sidestep it because, like, it's out there, right? Like, he tweeted it. So you can't really take that back and say, like, oh, you know, it was spun out of control and, like, the narrative was spun in a different way than I intended it. I don't know. I would expect him to say, like, look, I was frustrated and I just want to get the ball more and I know that I can help and I want to contribute more to the offense. That's how I think it's going to go. I don't think he's going to say anything too crazy, but I do think he will talk today. So we'll see.
I sure hope so. I mean, it really would be good for the team to put it behind them. It would help them not have to answer so many of these questions, which obviously keep...
Well, that's the thing. I mean, now Jalen talks. It's going to be all questions about AJ. Nick, all questions about AJ. Petullo, yes. That's the thing. It's like AJ's this great teammate, right? Like everyone, best team. But he puts his teammates and his coaches in uncomfortable and unfair positions often.
You're right.
Well,
you're
not
wrong about that at all.
He undeniably made it himself in this the story of the week rather than, you know, the Eagles are 4-0. The Eagles haven't lost in however long.
They just went in a place where, like, they could never win in Tampa. Right. Oh, it's the heart. And they went and won.
Right.
And all we're talking about is a guy complaining.
No, I agree. All right, something Hugh Douglas said yesterday, which is very notable on the AJ front. We'll get to that audio coming up in a moment. Paul in Downingtown right now. Yo, Paul.
Yo. Sorry about that.
Sorry about that. That was a maniacal laugh.
Sorry about that. I am so sorry. I was tied up with something at work. My bad, guys. I'm outside. But I called mostly talk about the Phillies. I am so excited. A lot of this AJ stuff is kind of my favorite oxymoron, a dull roar for me, because I am so excited about the Phillies. I haven't been this excited in years. I don't know what it is. I got this special feeling.
We're going to win the World Series, maybe.
I think so, brother. I really do.
You got that feeling? Look, we got the best odds in a lot of spots to win the whole thing.
Yeah.
That's got to be for a reason.
Yeah, and the way this lineup's playing, I mean, it just doesn't seem to matter, you know, what happens on any given day. You get, you know, it's like stuff cycles in and cycles out. The way these guys are playing is just fantastic. I mean, I haven't been this excited about the Phillies in years. And I don't know if it's possible because I kind of like the idea of Bone hitting fourth and Bader fifth because Bone's been striking the ball so solidly the last couple of weeks. Even his outs are hit hard. So I'm really kind of into Bone and Bader. But I'm interested because other than Turner, Schwarber, Harper, and Stott, I'd like Stott in the nine hole. Is it possible to challenge the other guys in the lineup to say who's going to be my cleanup hitter? Because we have seen everyone from Castellanos – you know, on have great sessions in the playoffs. You know, Castellanos tore up one year. I mean, he's kind of hot or cold. But if Castellanos is hitting the ball out of the park, and he's knocking the thing off the cover. I'm not opposed to hitting him for it.
Yeah,
I'm not
but, Paul, this thing but, being but hold on, Paul. One big difference here. I don't think that's in him anymore. I'm just being honest.
It may not be.
Yeah, I think Casty, as far as being a really good player, is no more. I think you're just hoping he can contribute. The
well,
other
we've been
guys
talking about juice, and Liam's a little bit of juice for him, and I know he's going to be in the ballpark, and I know it's silly to think that a grown man plays better in front of his son than he does when his son's not there, but maybe some of that magic is still in the bottle. I'm not going to rule it out, but until it happens, I'm not moving him out of the 7 or 8 hole. You know, I'm kind of with you there. He's got to prove it first.
Yeah.
But if he starts knocking the cover off the ball, and he's you know, just crushing it.
Then
I'm not opposed
to
moving him to
back
four.
Of the order.
Listen, Paul,
we need guys hitting at the end of the order too.
Here's my prediction for you. They can go all the way to win the World Series and play for a month. He ain't batting fourth one time.
Yeah, I can see that too, Joe. I can
not
see that too.
Going to happen.
Yeah, yeah. I just want to be fluid because, like I said, these are all elimination games. You know what I mean? These are
I know
all
what you mean. I know.
And I don't know if it makes sense because I know guys like order and they like predictability. But, you know, I want to have the fluidity to play the hottest bat in my four or five spots.
I get it.
You know, regardless of who they are.
Paul, give me an answer for a fictional curmudgeon. All these answers have been great so far.
Yeah, there's been some fantastic ones. I don't know that mine's got a chance, but I love this guy. Walter Matthau as Morris Buttermaker in the Bad News Bears, original manager.
We based it.
So
hold
funny.
On, Paul. We based the whole thing on this.
It would have had a chance.
This would have been Walter Matthau's 105th birthday. You got to give me a different answer.
No kidding. I didn't even know that. I didn't get in until 7:30. I'm so sorry about that.
Yep.
I don't have an answer then because all my other ones have been taken. You guys
right,
have
pal.
A great time.
Paul, good stuff, buddy.
Thanks,
Paul. Let's go to Corey in Pottstown. Good morning, Corey.
Good morning, everybody.
Hi, Corey.
Real quick, Ruben, here's my concern about the Phillies and who they play. I watched that Dodgers-Cincinnati game last night, and I will say this. Cincinnati's way of batting against Snell was they were trying to hit his fastball early. He literally had 9 strikeouts last night, and 8 of those strikeouts were swung with balls. It was his changeup outside. The Phillies are a very free-swinging team. What do you do when you get a guy like Snell who doesn't throw a lot of strikes but makes you swing at his balls?
Great question.
Yeah, I mean, that was the thing that we talked about in the very beginning of the season was swing decisions and swinging, staying in the strike zone. Now, Snell threw the ball extremely well against the Phillies in his last outing against them out there in L.A. He was dealing,
yes.
And he was throwing strikes. The problem is when Snell is throwing strikes with his breaking stuff, guess what? You're not going to hit him. He's going to throw 8 shutout. That's what he's going to do. Now, if he's not throwing strikes with his breaking stuff and you can be disciplined and stay off of it, that's another thing entirely. But when he's on, it's just like anybody else. If your stuff is on, it doesn't matter how good you are.
He's a 2-time Cy Young winner.
I mean, the guy's a stud. He's got some of the best breaking stuff and swing-miss stuff there is. So you got to hope that he's not throwing strikes. It's as simple as that.
It's just funny, Ruben. Last night, the first 3 innings, 8 of the first 9 batters swung at the first pitch. And I'm like, what is this, Castellanos up there?
No, they swung the first pitch because they're not hitting his breaking stuff. It's on a lot of his slider and his curveball are the biggest swing and miss pitches in baseball. I mean, the percentages are alive. Listen, sometimes you just can't hit it. I mean, he throws it well enough that you're hoping that he throws a ball with it, and that when he throws a fastball, you better hit it because the best way to hit a curveball is by hitting the fastball.
Look, Corey, I'm going to bring this back to the Phillies in a way that ties into what you guys are talking about. Ruben, if the Reds win today and there's a game 3 on Thursday, is there a chance that the Dodgers would use Snell out of the bullpen? I'm looking for any advantage for when the Phillies play next round.
2 days later?
I'm just asking.
I know they have
a good bullpen. I'm just looking for any edge I can get. Because you guys are scaring me talking about this guy.
Well, he's awesome.
I will say this, though.
He's filthy.
After watching the game, Snell started they hit him around a little bit come the 6th inning, 7th. So I don't know if you're going to throw him back out there 2 days later.
I mean,
later.
It's unusual. I'm just saying.
He will not pitch
again. You just
got
to remember, do or die baseball game, though. I mean,
he will not pitch again unless they absolutely have to have him in like the 5th
game. Like the 11th inning?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. Why would they risk it? They got a... I mean, he's already had a history of issues.
And they
so.
Have a pen. I know. Corey, give me an answer.
Yeah,
for...
Their pen's not that good. I'd like to get into that pen. Their pen is... That's their weakness.
That's their weakness.
Terrible.
Yeah. I want to get in that pen.
The pen was their weakness last year when they won the World Series, too.
Terrible.
Corey, give me a fictional curmudgeon.
Walter Kowalski.
Who's that?
That is Clint Eastwood in Gran Torino.
Wow. Dude.
Good answers today, man.
That's a big answer, too. All right, speaking of answers, we got a couple answers. We didn't get the full answer, but we got perspective, let's call it, from...
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hugh Douglas yesterday on the midday show about the AJ situation. This was alarming.
Alarming.
Right, James?
Yeah, I was, when I, so I didn't hear it live, but Elliot and Jack sent it to me.
Yeah.
And I text back, I'm like all caps, like expletive.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, what the?
Like, if we didn't have 3 hours of some of the most jammed programming we've already had from 6 to 9:19 today, we would have already gotten in this audio. Hugh, yesterday, we're going to break this up into two parts. Here's Hugh setting the table for part of his point about A.J. Brown. Let's listen to how he started.
I've talked to other people about this man. And by the way, nobody wants to, you know, talk about this on record. Everybody like, nah, dog.
Well,
this
that
is...
means there's something going on.
No.
When people are like, I can't touch that one.
Because let me tell you, full disclosure, I'm not going to use any names, but Kyle called me last night and he had a list of names of people that he wanted me to try to reach out to.
I'll put this on me.
No, I'm just saying. No, because we're getting ready. We're trying to get ready for the show.
Let's blame the person who deserves blame, AJ.
No, we're trying to do the show. And so Kyle said, hey, you know, do you think yada, yada, yada want to talk? You know, da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
So I said, okay, I'll reach out. And to a man, you know, I send text.
Mm-hmm.
I get calls back. Like a couple calls I got back on air. And they're like, hell no.
I'm not talking about
touching that. Mm. They was like, dog, that's all. There's like, this is what you do for a living. I'm not touching that.
All right, so guys that Hugh knows that he thinks might have a sense of what's going on, don't want to come on and speak on the record.
And they called him back. You know when you send a text to somebody and they call, people call
you're
you
like,
back.
Uh-oh.
You're like, uh-oh. They know this is a big deal.
Yeah. So you hear that, it's like, oh boy, where are we going here? All right. After they had a little banter in a different realm for about 45 seconds, they brought it back to where they had just been. Hugh kind of completed his point more, let's say. Let's listen as it continued.
Like I said, I talked to a lot of people. And I'm still in contact with a lot of people that are closer to this situation than I am. Mm. And me reading the tea leaves, it feels like it's deeper than football on some level. I don't know what that is. That might be me recklessly speculating. But the people that I've talked to, when I ask them specific questions about this, they say, hey, man, it's bad, bad.
All right. That's you yesterday. Now, I know some people have... speculate. I'll just say this. I know some people speculate mental health thoughts. It could be. Anything's possible. My mind goes to the AJ Jalen relationship.
Me too.
That's where, like, when I hear
especially
him,
after BG last year. I mean,
yes.
BG said it.
Yes.
Wanted, you know, did the whole thing.
Yes. When he says it's not as much about football
Yeah, that's so strange.
We know they're not getting, like, for those that don't know, like, we've heard, like, they're just not getting along. Okay? They don't talk about it publicly, but, like, it's pretty well understood, not on the same pitch. So, you know, that's not good for trying to get back on the same page on the field. Doesn't mean they can't, but does mean it makes it harder. John, when Donovan and Terrell Owens started having their issues, you know, off the field, incredibly, they actually were still humming and started 0-5 on the field. They weren't getting along, but they hummed for half the season until Andy said, "All right, enough to you, you're off the team." They actually hummed. Jalen and AJ aren't humming on the field. So it's complicated, man.
And I don't know if it's a contributing factor that they... I can't imagine why this coaching staff wouldn't give AJ better chances against some of the looks that they got. You know, like in the second half when you've got sort of themes coming at you. You know, like when the defense switches gears and now you've got them playing off and they're playing zone, you know, you sort of get a feel, okay, now we can run these looks into this zone. Like when we got too deep, we got too deep beaters. So let's
run those. Yeah, but John, you're talking about football right now. I'm talking about relationships.
I understand. Yeah. But there were football answers that they didn't pursue, which to me doesn't make
sense. It might not matter is the point, though. Like, yeah. They might not be able to do the football thing if they hate each other or if it's something like, we don't know what it is, but if it's like, if it's deeper than football and it's a relationship that is fractured in a certain way, like, that's going to permeate everything you do with the other person.
Yeah, look, they might have to make a choice.
I think.
They might have to make it.
Look, it wouldn't be the first. I mean, Seattle got rid of a defense for Russell Wilson. We've seen this many times.
And Terrell Owens was gotten rid of because of Donovan McNabb.
Absolutely.
And the Eagles said, Donovan's more valuable to us moving forward. And by the way, sometimes it works out. A lot of times it doesn't. I was pro-Donovan.
We've seen this work out.
Well, I'll just say this. I was pro-Donovan and pro-Eagle stance against Terrell Owens in 05. I want to be very clear. I was very, and I think the town was very split. I was in the Donovan, Andy, Joe Banner camp. But I will say this, no matter which camp you were in, 100% of people would say it did not help them when they cut Terrell Owens.
No.
It just did not help them.
You know, it was all along they should have just paid him and just, you know, got...
That's
got,
the camp I was in.
Yeah, you just pay him.
We'll win.
He's dumb. Yeah.
Pay this guy.
Yeah, the problem is what happens when the other 7 to 10... truly great
they're
players.
They're not Terrell Owens.
Yeah, I know. They weren't TOs. I know.
Yeah, that's a different tier. Is AJ's getting paid? Like money has nothing to do with this issue.
No doubt.
You know, so
yeah. Complicated.
You gotta really hate somebody when you're making like $30 million a year and the other guy's making $50 million a year and you're miserable.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just that.
Ruben, let's go back in the locker room. In your case, the clubhouse in baseball. Mm-hmm. When two guys aren't getting along, how tough does that make it?
I don't really have seen that very much in baseball.
You ever
that
see Barry Bonds and his teammates? I'm joking.
But I think that they say that's Barry Bonds being Barry, and you just accept who he is, and you go about your business. I mean, I don't think
people.
There's a lot of places to hide in a clubhouse. Yeah.
Albert Bell,
and they don't have to. Yeah, I mean, Albert Bell was not well liked. I mean, I was afraid of him. I literally was afraid of Albert Bell.
So were those kids he chased with the truck. Yeah.
Let me tell you something. I was a whole state away. I was in Pennsylvania. He was in Ohio, and I was afraid of him.
We all were.
So you just let Albert Bell be Albert Bell, and you stay away from him and let him do his thing.
Yeah. The thing about this one is, I think everyone knows. I don't know AJ personally. Everyone says AJ's a great guy.
Baseball's so different than football because you're sort of relying on your quarterback and and your receivers to work together. And you don't, like, I didn't have to work together with Albert Bell to play. I just played center. If I played center field, I mean, I just called him off a fly ball and was, you know, it's different. Yeah. These guys are sort of like, their livelihood is based on how well they can connect.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's a concern.
That is a concern.
That's always a fluctuating relationship, just like other relationships. Mm-hmm. There's an ebb and a flow to them. this is every team I was ever on, the receiving core and the quarterback had different, you know, relationships, roller coasters of relationships. This is just part of football.
The one thing I can say, the relationship between a catcher and a starting pitcher, that if it's sideways, like that's why Greg Maddux had certain catchers and he wanted to have catch him.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
He didn't trust certain guys and what have you. So guess what? That catcher caught Greg Maddux.
That catcher is affecting his performance in such a way that he doesn't like the performance, you got to get the
right
catcher.
Then you get the right catcher. Right. That's the only relationship that I could sort of equate to this sort of relationship.
Makes sense. All right, well, look, your calls on all these topics, plus times yours. Again, I'm very curious what message people would have for A.J. Brown. If you want to leave a message for the Times Yours line, that phone number is 215-238-4500. The best messages from whatever vantage point you come in on this situation for AJ. We'll play them coming up. Times Yours at 945. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie with Devin Rubin, Seltzer and Rhea on 94 WIP. Let me tell you about FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. You know, they're always getting you ready for kickoff. At least in football season, they are. Always getting you ready for kickoff. In this case, the next game, Philadelphia and Denver. That one's on Sunday. College football, though, does precede it on Saturday. And all the opportunities to get in with new customers with the chance to bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. Think about that. What a deal. You bet $5, and if you win, you get $300 in bonus bets? Yes, sir. That's what you get with FanDuel Sportsbook at FanDuel.com/hammer. FanDuel.com/hammer. Find the bet or bets that works for you. Lock him in. Don't forget, baseball playoffs today, 4 games. And then in a couple days, Philadelphia versus, well, it's going to be either L.A. or Cincinnati. Find the bet or bets that works for you. Lock him in all playoffs long at FanDuel.com.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hammer. Yeah, a little funk. Good morning to you. Well, it's a big day. It's
one of my favorite all-time songs.
Let me tell you something. Seltzer's always playing
all time
music.
I'm talking top
for
three.
You
I do.
And Seth Joyner.
I do.
Yeah. I mean, maybe what about the
I
rest
make
of
those
us, James?
Guys happy, you know?
Because I appreciate him.
Yeah, they appreciate,
I appreciate it.
Instead of you, it's always like just like picking a song, whatever.
Right,
it was like, great job, man.
Question
Thank you.
For you. I used to produce the Brian Dawkins Show.
Ooh,
Dawk had a show.
Big deal.
And Dawk had a artist that he was a particular fan of that he would want. Who was it? He would vibe.
Oh, I think Bob Marley.
Bob Marley.
Bob Marley.
Well done.
Strong.
Yeah. Well done by you, James.
Hallelujah! Right.
There you go. Hey, a couple things. Red October obviously starts on Saturday, but we've got a Red October big pep rally that's going to happen at Stateside Live. That is what formerly was Xfinity Live, now called Stateside Live, as a radio station, Friday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So if you can be out there, please do. Joe and Hugh's show, Spike, Ike, and Jack, their show. So 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. should be some great
fun. I'm going to be hanging with those guys. I'll be there. It'll be fun. It's going to be fun.
It'll be fun.
Come see.
Are you there too?
I'll be there.
Right on.
Yeah.
What time are you going?
I think like 1 p.m.
Okay, maybe I'll see you right afterwards.
Yeah, maybe I'll see you then.
Right on.
Wow. Love it all.
Thrilling stuff here.
I'll tell you what I don't love, because I do love that. All jokes aside, there was a passing yesterday in sports that really bummed me out. I saw it this morning. For those that love college basketball, Lawrence Moten died yesterday.
Oh, no way.
He was a great player for Syracuse.
He was really great, yeah.
When the Big East was really the Big East.
When it was fun.
When it was really fun and really big. When it was really big in the Big East. So Lawrence Moten, you know, followed Derek Coleman. He overlapped, I think, with Billy Owens for about a year, maybe two. But the baton kind of got passed from D.C. to Billy Owens to Lawrence Moten. He was the Big East's all-time leading scorer until just 5 years ago when somebody passed him. But anyway, 51 years old. Lawrence Moten passed away. That was very unfortunate
to
say. That
was a Ronnie Cycli. Was he Syracuse?
He was with D.C.
Yeah, I was a big Ronnie
Cycli. He was like 87, 88. Yeah. Cycli, and then you go Pearl Washington, and Sherman Douglas was in there. And anyway, Syracuse had it going, and Lawrence Moten was a big part of it for 4 years. Let's get to Ed in Phoenixville. Ed, good morning.
Billy Owens?
Billy
Owens? Good morning, team.
Yeah, I said Billy.
Okay.
Yeah. Hello, Ed.
Hello, guys. How's it going?
Hi, Ed.
Something that I didn't really think about yet. Now, Joe alluded to the mental health aspect. I'm not going to really delve into that.
Yeah, it's uncomfortable to talk about. You just don't know.
I mean, I just hope I'll just say I hope he's okay on that regard. But one thing I didn't realize that, and it's haven't heard much about, was Jamel Dean and Zion McCollum are pretty darn good corners. Like, I was looking, they both ran 4.3s at the combine. You know, AJ's not slow, but he's not 4.3 fast. They play in this sort of three deep, you know, cover three defense where the corners are just asked not to get beaten. I mean, these Dean and McCollum have sort of just, they were kind of just posting up on AJ Brown for these over the top routes. So it was pretty much impossible to run past them. So
they were playing with inside leverage to take away that slant, and we didn't really give him other options, or the coaches didn't give him the second step, which is the slant and then go. When they start overplaying the slant, that's when you call the slant and go, and they did not do that. Which I don't understand.
Doesn't seem to make sense.
No.
Yeah, there is an opportunity to back shoulder him but you don't know if that was a misread by AJ or, you know, Jalen Hurts, you know, just it's, but I guess the one positive out of all this is there's a lot of tape to kind of dive into, and hopefully they can figure this out because, you know, we all know how good Patrick Surtain is. But one of the original exciting whites, Riley Moss, who was opposite of Cooper DeJean at Iowa, is no slouch either. So he has some pretty good corners that they're going to give us some trouble for not game plan properly for
him. Ed, if you're Denver, if I'm the coaches, not only am I putting Surtain on AJ for the purpose of trying to limit AJ, I'm also doing it for the purpose of trying to aggravate AJ. I'm serious.
No, it's 100%.
There is a psychology to sports. And if I can get an angry AJ in the second quarter at Jalen, at the coaches or whatever, you know, that could benefit Denver.
Yeah, so I just hope AJ can kind of get past this frustration and kind of channel it. And, you know, because he's going to be tested this week, maybe even more so than he was against the Bucks.
Dude, this is probably the best Bucks corner he'll go really up against all year. The guy was Defensive Player of the Year last year. I mean, think about that. Ed, give me an answer, buddy. Yeah. A notable fictional curmudgeon.
Has Uncle Lewis from Christmas Vacation been said yet?
Has not. You got it. It's not going to win, but a fine answer. All right, let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. What's the Armin difference? It's simple. It's Armin's people, well-trained, friendly, and caring. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. Poll question. John, how do people vote? Who should back clean up for the Phils? Bader, Boehm, JT.
I'm going to say Bader wins this thing.
He does not.
Okay.
Boehmer. 49% for Boehm.
Wow.
37% Bader. Wow. 14% JT. JT did it a lot in August and September. When they had to shuffle the lineup around,
it was awesome. But then I just keep picturing him not being able to get his foot down in time.
Well, I'll tell you.
This is him this time, postseason.
I'll give you something on a prediction I made that was wrong. I said back in April JT was going to be hitting ninth. In October. That is not going to happen. I mean, he started slow, but he got it together. And which will make
the contract thing interesting.
I'm a little ashamed. It does make the contract thing interesting. Yeah.
You were wrong on something?
So, two.
I was.
And admitted it.
Name the TV show.
I was. I remember that.
Come on. Happy Days. Happy Days. My guy, the Fonz. Let's get to Kevin, West Philadelphia. Hi, Kev.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? Good morning.
What's up, Kevin?
My thing is this. From watching the game, right, I don't think A.J. Brown's slowing down. I think it got a lot to do with frustration. And I don't think it's just because of the whole thing with him and Jalen. I think it's just the offensive coordinator, period. Like, I mean, what I'm looking at is absolutely horrible. It's like having a boxer that swings and punches like Mike Tyson, but the whole fight he's jabbing the whole time. I mean, even the runs on Saquon, they're not good runs. This is giving me Juan Castillo vibes. I don't like nothing that's going on with the plays. I think that AJ is not putting his all into it because he don't think it's going to work. And then he's running and nothing's happening. It frustrates you. That's like when you play basketball, you're playing with a guy who never passed the ball, and you just get frustrated and you don't put your all into it. I think it got a lot to do with the offensive coordinator. If something's not working, you switch it. I'm so frustrated with this coordinator. I think that's the biggest problem. That's everything. I think it's the coordinator. I don't think he's the guy for the job. I'm sorry to say, if this keeps up, how are we going to keep winning like this? Especially if Saquon is not if he's not taking over. This is the reason why if it happened last year, like y'all say, Saquon was dominating. Yeah. He's not dominating now. Cam, we have to attack the air.
Let's see what it looks like with a healthier offensive line. You know, with Lane Johnson in there and a healthy Landon Dickerson, I do think that can make a difference too. I mean, the pass isn't working great. The run's certainly nowhere close to what we expected. And I think we've got less and less yards each game that we played on the ground also.
Well, but that's also the thing. For. We don't know when we will have a fully healthy Landon Dickerson and Lane Johnson.
You're right, like, but that is what football we know if Lane will play becomes.
And I'll even go as far as to say not only when, but if.
Right, right.
But I also think that AJ Brown's not getting the ball, right, but who is getting the ball? Like, Devontae's not even getting the ball. It's not just AJ. Devontae's just not reacting the way that AJ's reacting. It's like nothing's going right, even though we're still winning. We basically won last week without using none of our receivers.
Well, one exception, I'll say, Kevin, they hummed in the first half. Now, AJ did not, but they were dominant in the first half. I thought this is like the third time this year I've said this. In that half, I thought Jalen played about as well as he's ever played.
Yeah, but just to do it for a half.
I know.
And then at that, Devontae only had two catches, so how much was he humming? Anybody can hum if you're only throwing five-yard things to everything you're just dinking and dunking. That's not really showing me, though. I'm not proud of that right there. I'm very frustrated with this offense because we should be tearing people into pieces. We just should. It should be easy. It shouldn't be this hard for these type of guys to come together. And my last point is, if these two guys is really have some type of internal beef and it can't be figured out, I think it's time to sit at the table, ask them if they can't figure this out. Somebody's got to go.
Well, it could get to that point. We're all hoping it doesn't, but it could. And it does get to that point in sports sometimes. Kev, give me an answer. By the way, you're a great caller. I know you call about once a month. Keep them coming even more if you can. This is good stuff. Give me a notable fictional curmudgeon.
Well, this one that I'm going to give y'all, the people that everybody else gave y'all, they've been positive sometimes. Mine's never been positive. I'm going Tony Soprano's mom.
Another great answer.
Wow.
Another great
answer.
Livia?
Olivia.
Yeah.
Olivia. Olivia?
Was it? No, I feel like it was
Liv. Well, they always called her Liv.
Well, they called her Liv, but I thought her name was Olivia. I thought her name was Livia.
I'll look it up.
Yeah, but they called her Liv, right? Liv.
I think so, yeah. I mean, I haven't...
Boy, she was a mess. I actually couldn't stand most of her scenes.
Livia. Livia Soprano. Yeah.
She's more miserable
than
Oh,
it's Olivia, and Livia's her nickname. Sorry. So it is Olivia.
Like, she was just, like, mean.
She was.
You know, so I think a curmudgeon is sometimes
she was
being
evil.
A little...
No, yeah, well, like, she was more than mean.
She was more evil.
For those that missed it, there was a big Sopranos retrospective show last year, and David Chase admitted publicly that a lot of what he did with that character... Livia, as related to Tony, was based on David Chase, the creator of The Sopranos, and his own mom.
Wow. So his own mom tried to...
That's a yikes right there.
There was a lot going on.
Tried to make him swim with the fishes.
So he was... Well, I don't know if it went that far, but it's...
That's horrible.
Pretty good HBO documentary where it was, you know, based on some of his own experiences. And yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, with that said, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
Time's yours is brought to us by Xfinity, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Sports Lounge, your home field advantage from Xfinity. Watch all your favorite teams all in one place. Imagine that. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
AJ, shut up. 2022, 1,496 yards, 11 touchdowns. 2023, 1,457 touchdowns. 2024, 1,000 yards and 7 touchdowns. $20 million signing bonus, $84 million guaranteed. 96 total over 3 years. AJ, shut up. Oh, and did I mention a Super Bowl ring? Shut it up, E.
Wow. We asked for calls where it's messages to AJ. That is certainly one side of it.
My message to number 11 would be change that sign above your locker. How about always tweeting, punchers?
Ooh.
Oh.
Ooh. I thought he was actually going to say something else. I thought he was going to say not always open.
Hey, AJ, just stay off Twitter. Although, I have to admit, I'm pretty excited to see what the message is going to be after the game this week after he, you know, you're eaten alive by Patrick Surtain. Time's yours.
This is a very interesting matchup. It really, really is.
Dear AJ Brown, one thing I always taught my sons is that family business is nobody's business. Please, even if you are right, whether you are right or whether you are wrong, keep it in-house, sir. We love you. We want you to be here. We want you to be happy. But please don't air it out in public. Please don't do that. Love you, AJ. This is your game. Let's go. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles. Go Birds.
I agree with that.
It's sensible.
Well said. Well done. And with that, time's yours. We shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
Did I hear a...
E! From me?
No, he goes at the end of the call.
I think she nailed the first letter a bit more than I did.
Let me have a little fun with the board. I haven't had board fun lately.
Can't wait.
Here we go.
So after this happened... The first thing I thought was,
you cannot be serious.
John McEnroe wanted to weigh you. What else do I got here?
Kind of sounds like Jolly there.
It does.
Let's see if it's Jolly.
You cannot be serious.
Pretty good.
Right?
Yeah.
Pretty good. I like it. All right. But let's go to Rick right now, calling from Easton. Hi, Rick.
Hey, you know, every time I hear Snell and the possibility of facing Ohtani, they're going to have to beat them a couple times to win this. So be careful what you wish for. We didn't want the leaking Mets, but we're going to get the Dodgers. But did you watch the Cleveland Tigers game? Will Vest had a ball hit back to him. He ran that run down perfectly. He's a pitcher. They got to show that clip to Bryce Harper so he gets that rundown thing down. But, you know, with AJ, the Eagles are a business. They opened the door with the book thing. That got poo-poo. AJ and Jalen Carter. This childish crap has got to stop. The captains have to step in. And why can't the owner or the coach say, you know what? You do something embarrassing, it's going to cost you $500,000.
AJ is a captain,
I know.
By the way, for what it's worth, you know?
He's a captain. Act like one already. He's got to stop this. It's ridiculous. They have too much going for them. And the bottom line is they are winning without production out of him and without production out of Saquon. So let's not screw this up right now.
You're not wrong, my man. Rick, give me an answer for a curmudgeon.
Grumpy from Snow White.
You got it. Sure. Grumpy. Right. Wow.
Nice. Yeah.
Grumpy. Holy mackerel.
Yeah.
JP in Plymouth Meeting. Hi, JP.
Hey, guys. How's it going, man? Long time no talk. I miss you guys so much. Am I talking or just giving an answer?
You got some time. Go ahead, bud.
Okay. I'm excited for the Phillies. Now, I remember last year the Eagles were 2-2, and Brandon Graham told me the boat left, and I, like, they're 4-0. This was the late 80s or the early 90s. He leaves the close games. Of course they're not playing in sync right now because they don't, like, they only practice preseason. They're going to get in sync. I know they are. I have faith. I didn't have faith last year, but I have faith this year. The A.J. Brown thing, if you have issues, man, just don't make it public. You know, maybe it is a mental health thing. You guys mentioned it earlier. It could possibly be. You know, but I'm excited. I'm excited for the Phillies. I don't care if we play the Dodgers or the Reds. I think they're on a hot streak. I think they're going to win.
Hope you're right, my man. Hope you're right. Look, the Reds, this is a big Let's Go Reds day today. You know, because the Dodgers are a little scary. I hear you on, like, the Phillies could go all the way, but – let's not kid ourselves. The Dodgers could be a hell of a problem.
I would much rather face the Reds.
Much.
We won 4 of 6 against the Dodgers. We were 3-3.
It's not about that. Yeah, John, you keep saying that stuff means nothing.
We match up all right against the Dodgers.
The Dodgers are a vastly superior team to Cincinnati.
The Braves dominated us in the regular season in 2022. We got to the playoffs and we whooped them.
To win the World Series, don't we?
And the Dodgers have the second best.
So they should be fearing us.
They might be. They might be.
They should be.
All right, JP, we're going to turn to right now. Notable fictional curmudgeon.
So I'm going to keep it Sopranos, and I got to go Uncle Junior, man.
Yeah, not as much. I mean, there's some of that, but not as much. Brian and Cherry Hill. Brian, give me a good answer. Notable fictional curmudgeon.
I got Mr. Wilson from Dennis the Menace.
That's great. Pretty good, too, man. That's pretty. I'm impressed Devin knows Dennis the Menace.
Of course.
Devin. Of 75 years ago. I mean, come on.
That really was like 1959.
Oh, well, there was a remake.
They made a movie.
Oh, for the love of God.
There was a remake. When I was younger, there was a movie.
Yeah, they made a movie.
It's pretty good.
I now have disgust.
It's pretty good.
Joe and Yaden. Joe, I need an answer. Curmudgeon.
Everybody loves Raymond, the father who played the father.
Everybody loves Raymond.
Was your answer Mr. Potter?
Yes.
I knew it. I knew it the moment you said
Potter.
I'm with you. The moment you said it, I was like, he's thinking of Mr. Potter.
So I think he was based on Scrooge. So here's the deal. What we've got is the best answers. We got about 6 or 7 really good ones. Fred Sanford, George Jefferson, Scrooge, Oscar the Grouch, Clint from Grand Torino, Livia from The Sopranos, Grumpy.
Oscar the Grouch.
I think
it's Oscar too.
I do too.
I really do. Yeah.
Oscar. I mean, it's.
That's what he's based on.
It's a perfect answer. Yeah. It's the whole character.
And he was my favorite in that show.
Juice. Well done, buddy. 6 or 7 of these other answers on a different day could have won if Oscar hadn't been said, but Oscar takes the cake. All right. If you miss our interview with Rob Thompson, it's there for you on the Odyssey app. We had him on at 8 o'clock today. We had Ross Tucker on earlier. We had Sheil with some film breakdown on earlier, and Mike Quick as well. All those interviews available for you on the Odyssey app. Have a great rest of the day. Tomorrow, Jason Kelce in studio with us for about an hour, moving closer to the Phillies. If you're headed down to the ballpark for that Phillies intra-squad game, enjoy it. That's a unique experience.
And listen
experience.
To me and Fritz, 6 to 8 tonight.
6 to 8. Seltzer and Fritz will be manning the mic as they tell you what's going on during the game. Have a great rest of the day. Talk to you tomorrow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.